Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Super Paint, Super Deck, and Woodscapes products June 12th through the 22nd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
There has been a drip feed of detail emerging in respect of the peace deal with Iran. Donald Trump insisting that the Strait of Hormuz will be open and will be toll-free, despite Iran saying essentially the opposite, that there will be either a fee or a toll charge. Greg Karlstrom is Middle East correspondent for The Economist. And Greg, it's one of a number of points where the Americans and the leaks are saying one thing and the Iranians are saying another.
And I think there are two things going on here. One is, in the absence of an official version of this deal, the text of which still has not been released, we're hearing self-serving leaks from both sides. Obviously, they're trying to present this in the most favorable light. But I think the other issue is this is just such a bare-bones agreement. It's 12 to 14 paragraphs over maybe about a page and a half of text. And so it just doesn't get into much detail about some of these really complicated issues. When will the strait reopen? Will there be tolls? What will the conditions be? How much sanctions relief is Iran going to receive over the next few weeks? A lot of that just is not spelled out in the text, is my understanding. And it's going to be subject to either continued negotiations between both sides in the coming months, or just left deliberately vague.
That's an interesting comparison to the previous agreement thrown out by the Trump administration and put in place by the Obama administration. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action ran to something to the order of 150 pages and five annexes.
Right. And it got into details around everything from centrifuges, the machines that you use to enrich uranium. How many of those would Iran be allowed to have? How much research would it be allowed to do on more advanced centrifuges? There were timelines spelled out for sanctions relief and which sanctions would be lifted when. We see none of that in this agreement, which in a lot of ways looks similar to the ceasefire that took effect in Gaza in October of last year, which was a very similar list of bullet points across a couple of pages and left a lot of issues for future negotiations that here we are almost 9 months on, still haven't happened.
Although presumably it does achieve the objective of allowing the Americans to roll out the mission accomplished banner. They can say the straits are reopened, oil prices are dropping, and Iran has promised not to have a nuclear weapon.
Those are seemingly the only accomplishments from the American side. And obviously they're quite thin because the strait was open before the war. It was only closed because of the war. And if you want a promise not to build a nuclear weapon, Iran has made that promise many times in the past. It was actually in the very first paragraph of that nuclear deal that Donald Trump abandoned in 2018. So the ledger looks quite bad, I would say, from the American side. On the other hand, for Iran, if they don't get significant upfront sanctions relief out of this deal, it may not in the long run look great for them either. Yes, there will be a waiver on oil sanctions that will allow Iran to start exporting some oil, but it's not clear if they'll be able to easily access those revenues due to other American sanctions on banking and the financial sector. So Iran is going to try and tout this as an achievement for itself, but it may not be much of one either.
And of course, Greg, there's a third major participant in this conflict and a second aggressor, and that, of course, is Israel. Are they getting slightly squeezed out? Because Iran is saying that part of the deal is that Israel will have to remove its troops from southern Lebanon. And Donald Trump at the G7 said that what has been going on between Israel and Hezbollah has been going on for too long and that Netanyahu needs to be more responsible.
Well, again, we don't know if the deal will actually call for Israeli withdrawal. Iran is saying yes. Some American officials are saying no, it will not. So we have to wait and see what's in the text and what they negotiate. But I think more broadly, all of this leaves Israel in a very unhappy position. This deal is going to be viewed not just by the Netanyahu government, but by many Israelis as a bad deal. It doesn't address Iran's nuclear program, its support for militias like Hezbollah. It doesn't tackle the big issues that Israel has long wanted any agreement to tackle. And then at the same time, you hear these sorts of comments from Donald Trump. You look at the way that this war has damaged Israel's standing in the United States, where a lot of people think Israel essentially led the Trump administration into this flawed strategy. I think there's a long-term consequence here for Israel's relationship with its most important ally, and that's ultimately a very bad thing for the Israelis.
Greg, thank you very much for that analysis. Greg Karlstrom there, who is Middle East correspondent for The Economist.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.